It's the fastest 2 hours in Atlanta radio history. It's the Steakhouse, the number one sports talk radio station in the Southeast. Number one ratings right around this stretch of time. Andy and Randy and the Steakhouse. Of course, the great morning shift, Dukes and Bell, just crushing the numbers. I've been in the business a long time. I'm not responsible for them. That's guys like Bo and Mike Conti, but I see them. Kudos.
What are you talking about? You're responsible for your numbers.
For my 2 hours.
Yeah.
My 2 hours. I got to take care of my side of the street, but the rest of the station, congrats. Never have there been numbers this big in this format ever. Ever. Not even close. And I'm talking about 30 years of the format. So, yeah, you're listening to the right radio station, 92.9. Thanks for being with us. Bo is here. Smoking Job. Bo Morgan as well, helping me out here. As, I don't know, Drew will be back sometime soon. I don't know. Country Club Boys playing a Country Club tournament, right? You want to talk about. I mean, when you're next to Drew Butler, do you feel the opulence and how you and him are from different worlds?
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you play at a nice golf course. It's a lovely spot. I've been there. But he's playing it like, you know, Sugarloaf and, you know,
he also plays
Atlanta Athletic Club. And he's playing these tournaments all over the America.
Yeah,
right?
He plays with, like, I mean, Sean McDonough will call your show to talk about literally just how Drew played in the golf tournament that they played together. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I got my buddy, my neighbor, Carter. I mean, I play together. I mean, I guess he could call the show, but it probably wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm at a driving range in Dahlonega. Is that close? But anyways, he'll be back. Rusty will be back. He's busy as well. I want to touch on NBA in a second, but the Braves. Exactly what you did not want to have leaving Florida, which is, first of all, an injury to Chris Sale, which could be a month on a bruised rib that he dove for that play the other day in Atlanta. But two losses, 5-3 on 6-2 on Friday, 5-3 yesterday. They win 7-0 in the mid-game. But they lose the series, and now you play the big boys in the National League.
Hey, you got a 4-game set to open this next 7 games. You got what, the Mets 4 games, and I think you come back home, and you got the Phillies over the weekend. And the Phillies are pretty hot right now. I mean, they took what, 2 of 3 from the Mets. And now the Mets had lost what, like 6 or 7 straight before
coming
that.
In. They had been on a slide thanks to the Braves.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, and they had lost 6 or 7 straight at one point. The Mets did. They're 2-8 in their last 10 games. The Mets are, and the Phillies have what, overtaken them now. But the Phillies have been, I mean, they're 8-2 in their last 10.
Do you know who has the best record in Major League Baseball?
Without looking?
Yeah, the best record in Major League Baseball.
I would say that probably the Tigers and the Dodgers.
The Dodgers are 17 games over 500. The Detroit Tigers are 49-30. Mm-hmm. They are 19 games over. They're 26-12 at home. I don't think anybody saw that coming. Maybe I don't follow it closely enough. But for sure, Phillies have won 8 of their last 10. They're 16 games over. The Mets, the opposite. They're 2 of their last 10, and they are 14 games over 500.
Do you know, the Tigers, I think, finished the season strong last year. But do you know why I knew it was the Tigers? Like, do you have any, like...
No. You have a buddy from Detroit.
I literally have a guy that plays at MGA, and we see each other. That's our golf league on Thursday nights. And I'll see him on the driving range. And every time we talk, he'll ask me something about the Tigers.
Why is he asking you?
Well, we're just talking.
He just wants to talk.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But he knows what I do. So we're like, we'll talk about the Tigers. And we'll talk about Detroit sports for literally like the minute and a half I interact with him. So I just kind of have kept up with the fact that the Tigers, I don't know anything about the Tigers other than Scooball is phenomenal. He's on my fantasy baseball team. And so he's good for a win every time he goes out. And then they're pretty good.
Anybody else in fantasy that we know about are the Tigers? I mean, why are they the best team in baseball? You know, there was a time.
Well, Tarek Skubal is a Cy Young Award winner, so...
And he's on pace
there.
For another one this year.
Right, on pace to have back-to-back.
Yeah, which maybe Chris
What about their lineup, though? I don't know, somebody.
Riley Green, he's like a young up-and-coming player.
I got Riley Green on my fantasy team, too.
Resurgence of Javi Baez.
AJ Hinch is a phenomenal manager, too. I think you got to give him some credit. He's done a very good job. Maybe the Braves could steal him away if and when Snit retires.
So the NBA draft is 2 nights away. We had 2 first-rounders. What are our numbers in the draft?
I believe it's, 15 and 21, I think. I'll double-check, but I think it's like 15 and 21.
13's one of them.
13 and maybe it's 13 and 15, then. I don't know.
No. It's not 13 and 15. 13 and in the 20s, for sure, right? So the highest we're picking is 13, okay?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Made some moves, made some trades, have 2 first-rounders, okay? Not high enough. I mean, we're in the, I guess, top 14 is considered lottery-esque, right? But essentially an interesting place to be picking. You love the word first-rounder, although mid to late first-rounders are not something that, you know, is the sexiest thing. So given all that and given the need, as you watch the Indiana Pacers get within 1/2 of winning the world championship, and knowing what I think I know about the energy and mood of the Atlanta Hawks, I think there is a better than 50% chance that Trae Young is traded. That Ansi Salah is here, that they have looked at what teams are winning, and I think that they feel like, well, Trae Young puts up great numbers, well, Trae Young seems happier under Quinn Snyder, while Trae Young continues to be their best player, I think they don't think they can win a title with a diminutive point guard who is your alpha player. And I think that they're ready to make a move. I think that's part of what Ansi Salah was asked, if you want to stay here and be not have anybody over you. And I think there's a better than 50% chance that Trae Young is moved. And I just wonder what this town is going to be like if that happens.
It's going to be on fire. There's going to be this town is going to lose its mind.
What if you replace him with a solid point guard, not spectacular, but you talk about how, like, listen, we've had 3 years of the play-in. It's not working. Like Sandra says, it's not working. You know, just he's not SGA who's led the league in scoring, mm-hmm. won the playoff MVP, won the regular season MVP, is next level. He's not one of those guys.
Can I ask you a question? Would you take Haliburton or Trae Young? Healthy, without injury, would you take Tyrese Haliburton or Trae Young?
I would take Haliburton because I haven't won with Trae Young, and I see them winning with Haliburton. They've already won multiple. It's not like their roster with Siakam, Aaron Naismith, Miles Turner, and Andrew Nembhard is anything that is that spectacular. Solid coaching. Great player development. We have great player development coming with Dyson Daniels and Jalen Johnson. And Risa Shea, I heard, has put on over 20 pounds and looks awesome. Okongwu, 2 number ones. Muhammad Gay, who's our white boy that we love?
Wesley Matthews?
No. Oh, no. The one that came over in the trade. Niang.
Oh, George Niang.
Like,
the slowest player in the NBA.
Let me just say something. The ball moves more with Haliburton. It snaps around the perimeter. He's looking to guys. Trae is still a ball-dominant guard that just holds it too long. I think they looked enough and said, listen, he's not the reason this, but he's not helping us win. They're in the friggin' play-in 3 years in a row. We're going to lose our mind about losing a guy that had one playoff run 5 years ago, and that's what we're going
to... So you're going to sit here and tell me... Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off on your own show.
No, go ahead.
So you're going to sit here and tell me that by August...
Yeah, I don't think Trae Young...
Trae Young and Luka are both going to be on different teams.
Yes.
So so does that mean that both teams lost a trade? Does that mean both teams... How do we judge that trade then?
Well, we're going to judge the trade like we're going to judge the Luka trade. By letting it play out and see how good the Mavs can be with Kyrie and who's the number one pick, Cooper Flagg, and Anthony Davis and all that stuff. Listen, I think they're going to make a move because I think they've decided that the Trae Young thing, like how many times did you look at the same team and be like, well, we didn't win with D'Andre Hunter and Trae, we didn't win with Jontae Murray and Trae, we didn't win with Dyson Daniels and Trae, we get every combination. I know we didn't give him a true superstar. Who's the true superstar on the Pacers after Tyrese Haliburton? Pascal Siakam.
Why didn't Siakam want to come here?
Well, we were not willing. I don't know that for sure. It still was a trade.
I know.
The Raptors needed to get back more than what we were offering.
But also, you knew that there were discussions about the signings. Why wouldn't you want to come here?
I don't care why he didn't want. I care that we're in a playoff purgatory, and I think Trae Young is going to get moved, and I think you can lose your mind. I mean, you know, how many NBA titles do we have? How many Eastern Conference titles do we have? How many playoff wins do we have last 3 years?
5 years ago, if he doesn't roll his ankle.
Oh, stop it. Things worked out that year. You know, if he didn't roll his ankle. And Giannis was injured that series also. And they went on to win the title, right? So.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. I'm just. Brace yourselves. Because I think at some point they're going to move on from Trae Young. And I think when they look at the Pacers, they go, there are other ways to get it done. There's also ways to learn about my weekend. We'll do that in Things I Learned. And what is a recipe that Bo hasn't done yet for his 3 nights at Atlanta Motor Speedway, or I should say Echo Park?
Echo Park Speedway, baby. The Echo Chamber.
The Echo Chamber. We're going to find out about his menu decisions for him and Mikey and the crew. You have a whole crew hanging with you guys?
Yeah, we've got I think 7 or 8 guys come down total.
Mike Bell come, or he doesn't go to races anymore like that?
I think Mike will roll in there probably Sunday morning on 2 wheels in that Corvette and just chug a few beers, go to the stands.
All right, we'll see that too. It's coming up. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Steak Shapiro and Bo. Hey, how is your Monday morning going? It was a warm, toasty weekend in the ATL where we didn't have the crazy downpours and whatnot going on. It was kind of a nice weekend at the pool and whatnot. So
it got warm, dude.
I know. I know.
It was toasty.
I played some pickleball yesterday around 10 or 11 out in the sun, dude. It's took my dog for a walk, which I didn't realize. It was a longer jaunt than you know. Rocco's a rot. / lab type, black dog, 90 degree heat. That was pretty stupid. My wife laid in to be pretty good. He was exhausted.
You got to be careful because their paws on the concrete about and stuff.
I know there's somewhere out there at the Humane Society thinking they're going to take Rock away from me. I like to get him exercise. Doggy doesn't get out enough, but it was hot for those walks. It was hot yesterday. Like, there's two kinds of people. Those who just love the sweat, go outside, realize I'm losing pounds every time I'm playing, running, doing anything in this heat, right?
Yeah.
Let me go eat more sandwich videos, do more sandwich videos because I'm sweating, right? And then there's like, I'm going to be in my AC and I'm going to like go to Maine in the summertime. This reverse commute thing, folks just want to go to the Northeast. So, but it's summertime in the ATL. There's nothing hotter. My daughter's headed to Tulane in the fall. Not even the fall because she's dancing for the Tulane Shockwave. August in New Orleans is the most unique heat. It's beyond. It's just beyond. I mean, let me tell you how unattractive. Now, I wasn't a great-looking fellow to begin with. I was like, I looked like John Belushi in Animal House. So I'd go to my fraternity, the Pike House, and you'd eat like red beans and rice with hot sauce and these heavy lunches, right? Macaroni and cheese. So picture that, yeah. Right? So you've been eating and you're hot and you're full. Now, my English class, it was at Gibson Hall, the absolute other side of campus. So here I am looking freshly, you know, freshly put together freshman at Tulane, you know, just a maniac, right?
Yeah.
Went to a town with drinking ages 18, came from a conservative town in the Northeast, so they conservative, pretty low-key. Huh. And now you're in Louisiana where our first meeting with our counselor from our freshman counselor is a case of Dixie beer. We'll meet you on the true story. Case of Dixie beer. You meet out on the lawn. The first Friday, I remember this because my roommate has been my best friend for 50 years. We're walking back to class and it's like, oh yeah, it's TGIF. They do this every Friday on the quad. TGIF 1984 at Tulane. The Neville brothers are playing on the lawn. They have a Miller Lite truck, and it's quarter beers on campus. No drinking age. Zero. It's 18 years old. That just set the tone. I looked at my buddy, where in, like, Massachusetts, they may lock you up for 6 months with a friggin' ID. I mean, you're like, it's not, you don't mess around up there. Even the kids now will tell you, we get really scared in Boston with the fake IDs. Atlanta, there's, like, a couple of bars in Buckhead, like, literally, you know, you can show them your Starbucks card. They'll let you in, right? They don't care. Different in the Northeast. We're walking back from class. We go, dude, there's a band on campus. It's like, what's going on? It's the Neville Brothers. It's just crazy. It's quarter beers. I just hugged him, and I said, we've arrived. We're here. This is a beautiful thing. We go back to our room, and we take out a beer funnel in our dorm. I don't know why we needed a pregame for a you know what I mean? Like, it was just in our head.
Yeah.
The other thing is you could charge off a card called Bruff, this credit card from Tulane, but they sold beer on campus in the grocery store. So we're supposed to be getting – I need some bread. We have a toaster in the room. Get some Campbell's soup and all that. But they also sold beer. So we would get no food and just get beer. And each person in the room, all of our roommates, would get beer. But the parents never see the itemized version. So it just says $32 Bruff stuff, $21 Bruff stuff. Think about how wrong that is to the parents, too. So that was what we were exposed to right out of the gate. Why am I mentioning all that? Why are we talking about Louisiana? Oh, the heat there in Louisiana and just different level and just a different mindset.
We opened the season 1 year with the Saints, and I remember we went down to Bourbon Street.
The smells?
I mean, Bourbon Street smells anyways, right? Yeah, right. But it's okay in, you know, December. But September?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. Like, it is. I mean, it just is. It's overwhelmingly bad.
Yeah, if you ever do like a run, we did this the other day, great place to take a run or a walk. And I love running in New Orleans. You go down by the river and you run right straight down. But if you come back through Bourbon Street, it's at 8 or 9 a.m. where they haven't really fumigated it yet. I mean, you better be prepared because it's next level stuff. Anyway, what do we need to tell you about? Oh, here's what I want to ask you. You're going to be camping out at Echo Park.
Yep, Echo Park Speedway.
For three consecutive nights. What are you doing all day once the show's over? What are you and Mike Johnson doing?
Okay.
And what does every meal look like? Are you just, you got a Weber grill there you're cooking every meal on?
Yeah, like, so normally our buddy Doug, and I've obviously met him through Mike, his wife will send him with two breakfast dishes, right? Mm-hmm. So one for Friday morning.
Just heat them up?
And Saturday morning, yep.
I like that.
And she's pretty good cook.
Yeah.
From what I've had in the past when he's brought something. So we'll get down there Thursday. We'll start smoking something. That'll probably be like a late lunch because we'll have whatever breakfast thing she brought. That'll be like a late lunch. So or early dinner. So you'll eat you're basically eating two large meals.
Uh-huh.
And then you bring snacks and you also have a liquid diet. I mean, I think there's a lot of calories in, you know, there's like 100 calories of beer.
So what's your beer of choice these days?
So obviously the Allen Lager from New Realm Brewing, which is the official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics. See?
Uh-huh. I love that.
Yeah, and it's like a light beer anyways, but I also will throw back anything. Miller.
Modelo. Nick Ultra.
So here's the deal. I have dinner beers, uh-huh. And then I have all-day drinking beers.
Oh, you're
beers.
Sophisticated. Okay.
That's when a Modelo will come into play.
Uh-huh.
But you're talking about Miller Lite, Coors Light, Mick Ultra.
It's not a good
Allen Lager.
It's not a good time to be in the craft beer business. You see how many of these places are closing?
Well, it's
over the years, the kids are back to just, you know, either kids aren't drinking as much or they're drinking the light stuff, right?
Well, it's oversaturation of the market.
Yeah, everybody thought I could open a brewery.
Yeah.
Everybody in every town from Marietta to Woodstock to, you know, Athens, everybody's got their breweries. And it was okay for a little while. And now... Wow. A lot of fell out of that business.
That's the thing. Companies like New Realm are killing it still.
If I was coming for one meal, what's going to be the best meal of the week?
That's probably the Friday night meal, because that's the one we're going to...
You're going to be cooking all day?
Yep. That's the one we're going to cook
and
all
day. And
you're
not just going to go pork butt or something? You're going to go more...
I don't think so. Last time, this is not your alley, but last time we smoked a thing of bologna.
Mm-hmm.
And you slice the bologna, you make these sandwiches.
Fried bologna sandwiches.
Yeah, you sear them a little bit.
That's a thing now.
So good.
That's a big thing in diners now and everything else. But
yeah,
no, I'm not,
I'm not going out
of my way for a fried bologna sandwich. Let's do things I learn. I'm going to start with Stephen A. Smith's daughter, who popped up on the set over the weekend. I was not even, he's so low-key about his personal life. That's one thing. But I was surprised. I learned that this woman has no fear, super engaging, on set with Stephen A. Listen to her come do her thing.
Morning, and they were talking a lot about this home court advantage, okay? Home court advantage is a real thing. Now, obviously, y'all are going to be like, oh, Samantha, like, duh. But no, for real, I really think that is going to carry Oklahoma City to the championship, to the chip.
Why'd you say for real twice? Like, for real? How come once isn't good enough?
Because it's like, for real, but not like, for real. I just want to say, you guys, it's such a blessing to be here on this beautiful afternoon. I'm just really, really grateful to be here. Where were we this morning, Dad? Tell them.
We were at Fanatics Fest.
We were at Fanatics Fest. Yes, we were. And we had a great time, didn't we, Dad?
Yes, we did.
There was a man dressed up as my dad, and he had on, like, a bald cap, and his forehead started back here. Also, all the haters that were in the comments saying that I have my dad's forehead. Come here. That's crazy.
Dude, so funny. She did a great job. Did you see Fanatics Fest, by the way?
Yeah, the Tom Brady stuff was uncomfortable.
With him coming out as a... One of the criterias to win as an athlete or a fan, you have to compete in 10 different categories. Three-point shooting, throwing a football, all kinds of athletic, and coming out as a villain for WWE, right?
Yeah.
So is that what you're talking
about?
He
does this little ring entrance. The problem for me is I get all of it. It just looked so uncomfortable at Brady doing it. It was so unnatural. None of it. It just.
He tore up Eli Manning's jersey.
Yeah. I mean, I get.
He also, by the way, won. With all those athletes there, James Harden, he was the best athlete. You see it?
Best overall. I didn't see the whole contest.
He won
contest,
best overall.
Good for him. Dude.
It's like Matt Ryan and Brady and guys. These quarterbacks in the NFL, their hand-eye, you've seen Ryan hit a golf ball.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen Ryan shoot.
Yeah.
Brady's like him. Some of these other NFL quarterbacks, they have all the tools, the size, the athleticism. There's something about them, man. When they get on a golf course, when they get on a hoop court. So Brady won that as part of FanFest, which is like a massive deal. A couple of other quick things. Kevin Durant, we learned, has his new home. He goes to the Houston Rockets, who are the number 2 seed in the West. Jalen Green, great player. Dylan Brooks, the 10th pick in the 2025 draft. They get back and 5 second-round picks. That's what Phoenix gets. Jalen, Dylan, 10th pick in the draft and a bunch of second-rounders. Kevin Durant averaged almost 27 a game. He is headed to Houston. Here he is saying, what did he say? He had a hand in where he wanted to go.
You know, when people can just hang your career in a balance like that and just choose what they want to do with your career is a nerve-wracking feeling, but being able to dictate what you want to do and then being with a team that values you, and I'm looking forward to it.
Kevin, people are going to hold on to that dictate what you want to do. Did you have a hand in this?
Most definitely.
How much of it?
I mean, they asked me where I wanted to go. Some of my destinations I gave to them, and here we are.
Fred Van Fleet, Reed Shepard, high pick, Steven Adams. Jabari Smith, they got some players there. They're the number 2 seed, man. And Udoka, their coach, just got paid a ton of money, too. The Knicks wanted him. He said, they said, no, not happening.
Yeah, I remember when the Suns were a pretty good team when he went there, too, and that didn't really pan out.
Disaster. Bradley Beal, disaster. Durant, Devin Booker, no. Did not work out. All right, that's things I learned over the weekend. We learned the best meal for Bo is going to be Friday night, but I ain't going for bologna. We'll talk more about that. That's bologna. Play 3 strikes. Get you ready for a full week here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak. And, Bo, we haven't even talked NFL at all, and that's Bo. That's your sweet spot. If it's your show, I mean, you and Mike know more about the Falcons than any two people on the radio in Atlanta. Mikey lives and breathes it. I love when he's in his house watching film with all those TVs and everything. That's a good visual when he's sitting there on multiple screens.
My favorite thing during football season. Steak is when we come in the mornings during football season. We'll both sit. We'll just go right into my office, and I turn the TV on and I just hand Mike the remote. Like, let's go put on the film you want to watch and watch film with him. It's so much fun to just kind of like pick his brain and learn, because, you know, I talk to Arch all the time and work with him, and Arch sees the game from a quarterback's point of view. And when I'm like watching it with Mike, I'm like, he'll start using these offensive line terms, and I'm like, hey, what's that? Hey, that's how you learn. That's how you learn stuff. I mean, he starts talking about,
yeah, that's a good combination.
You know, duos and stuff. I'm like, well, what's that mean?
I'd love a defensive guy there, too, to talk about. Here's the coverage they're trying to disguise. Here's how they look like they're going to be sending him from the right side, but actually he's going to drop back. Check out how they're only rushing three here, but why they did it. See how they disguise these coverages and the problem that, you know, he's going to have with that. Michael Penix, seeing how well he reads stuff. You know, the end – Peyton talked about it. Brady talked about it. I think Matt Ryan. Their gift, because it is such a science, the notion of NFL defenses and disguising what you're going to run. And you hear those guys say, there's no formation. There's no disguise. There's nothing that we haven't seen. Like, literally nothing. Which is why Tom Brady became the greatest player of all time. A lot of times, throwing 8 yard down, you know, throwing a James White. Check down. Check down.
Yeah.
Check down. Oh, now we're down the field to Gronk. Right? With Peyton Manning. I'll take what's underneath. I'll take what's underneath. I'll hand off inside. I'll do this. Like, we can see everything there. And hearing really knowledgeable football people talk about the chess match of trying to, it's the coordinator a lot, but it's the quarterback.
Yeah.
Trying to make him not understand what we're running or disguise coverage or when you come with what, right?
That's what blew me away with what we did. If you want to talk football real quick?
Yeah.
What the Falcons did the first, I don't know, 10 games of the season with Jimmy Lake's defense. Why are you playing 9 yards off the ball on the DBs? Art sat there and said, he's like, you get guys like Patrick Mahomes, which go back and watch what Patrick Mahomes did against us, just dinked and dunked
they don't care.
The way. And then they would come up tight. But you those elite, and we'll be watching a game. I mean, we'll be doing a game, and – used to be I could watch the whole field. Now I spot, so I'm a little bit more like I'm spotting for Wes. I'm doing a little bit more of just watching the ball and specific where it's at. But used to, I would sit there and watch the broad field, and a play would happen to my right side, and Arch would be like, he had Julio wide open down the left side. I'm like, how'd you see that? How do you see the – he sees the entire –
it happens so fast, too.
Yeah.
Have you always spotted for Wes, or was that a new thing?
New thing. Probably. I started around during COVID. During COVID.
Is that to get less people up there?
Well, yes, less people up there and stuff like that, but yeah.
Okay. I'd like you to go back to watching the whole field, and it's going to help you on the air with us, 6 to 9. But you got Mikey there.
Well, I listen to Arch, too, so.
Yeah.
He tells me. And you know what? If I don't see something, I go back and ask Arch, and then Mike and I'll come in here and watch the All-22. And then you can kind of, boom, you can kind of pick it up. So
when are you watching the All-22?
Before the
Monday mornings?
Oh, no, the All-22 always comes out like about 24 hours after the game. So
you guys sit around here after the show?
We'll watch it. Well, it'll be Tuesday. It'll be Monday night, Tuesday morning. Okay. So sometimes I go in the treadmill late
afternoon. Are you going to invite Allie to watch All-22 with you?
Yeah. Yeah, she shows up.
She doesn't want to watch that. Come on.
What are you talking about? She wants to learn the game. Why wouldn't she? Then she can argue
with me. I don't want to watch All-22 with you. I don't want. I got other things to do. I'm too busy to sit around with you and Mike Johnson watching All-22.
I mean, well, you
listen,
know what?
I got things I got to do.
I don't know if we're going to invite you.
Well, I mean, like.
You got to go eat a cheeseburger?
Yeah, I mean, like breakfast sandwich.
You can bring
call my kids, you know, go run a business or something. You guys sit in some dark room, All-22. That sounds like torture. I don't want to sit with you two.
Hey, here's our
three strikes questions. Give me a person that talks football you always listen to. A person talking football that you always listen to. The best thing you can do on your grill. The best thing you do on your grill. And are you okay trading Trae Young? Are you going to be okay trading Trae Young? 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Give us full lines. Lately, it's been very active. A person that talks football that you always listen to. The best thing you can do on your grill. Are you okay trading Trey Young? I know you're not a big gambler. You're pretty conservative about that. Is that safe to
I'm
say?
I'm cheap.
You're frugal. You're very frugal.
Yeah, I don't.
What's the most frugal? I thought Andy Bunker was the most frugal guy here, but
he probably
is. Are you in his level?
Give me
an example of the level of frugality that you have.
I don't know. I do my own yard work because I don't want to spend money on it. Yeah,
that's admirable. Do you like coffee?
No.
Is the thought of spending $5.20 on a cup of coffee just crazy?
Yeah, I can't understand it. I can't fathom it.
Do you coupon shop? Are you in the paper with coupons?
No, because I don't like the paper. Uh-huh. I don't like getting the paper. But I drive out of the way to go to Sam's to get gas.
Save
money.
Does your wife ever get frustrated that you are tight about money?
She thinks it's dumb the things I'm willing to spend money on and things I'm not.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I'll buy an iRacing track on because I want to try it out, but I'll go cheap on like food or whatever. Like I eat ham sandwiches every day for lunch. Mm. One piece of bread. Right, so, I throw it up. I mean,
so good we don't work together. Like you're telling me things right now. You said I'm gonna go bologna on my grill.
Yeah, it's really good.
Your idea of a fun Tuesday is to sit in a dark room with Mike Johnson and look at all 22, and that I think you just said you eat ham sandwiches every day.
I do, but you know why? Because I can spend that money on things like, you know, Guys Pro Wash.
Oh,
they're
yeah,
Atlanta's
true.
Number one rated
they
pressure
are.
Washing company.
They are pressure
today.
Washing.
They did my house, dude. It was affordable.
Yeah.
I mean,
you look good.
Let me tell you something.
Well, they better be affordable for you or you wouldn't have hired them.
Exactly. And you know what happened? The neighbor across the street goes.
And then they hired them.
Neighbor across the street goes, hey, man, your house looks a lot whiter because we had a white house. I go, yeah.
Let's not bring race into it. I mean, nobody, like, we're... Well, no, I mean, you said your house looks a lot whiter, and I was just like, I mean, that's not either
well,
here nor there.
That's color.
Oh, okay. 404-726-0929.
It was already that way when I bought it, by the way.
Yeah, I got you. What's coming up this week? You guys are together the whole week, right?
Yeah, well, we got...
You taking any time this summer with Pork Chop?
No.
Yeah, you had some time off, right?
I mean...
Well, who needs time off when you're living your dream, right?
Yeah, I mean, like I get to spend time with her.
I know you do. You got a great shift for that, by the way.
Oh yeah,
and you have the greatest shift ever, for
dude.
Being around.
I hate that Amy has to get up with her on her own, but
middle of the night.
Well, not really. I mean, she sleeps through the night.
From what time to what time?
Okay, well, bedtime is we start bath time, so we give her a bath, we swaddle her, and we put the bottle in. So we start that around 8 o'clock every night. So she's asleep by 8:45.
And wakes up when?
I think this morning she woke up at 5:30.
All right. That's not
How's hard. That?
That's good, but I mean you've worked at that, okay? So I'm gonna remind you that the big game of the night is the Braves tonight. You got the pitching matchup for us. They're in New York, 4 games against the Mets, 3 against the Phillies.
Schwellenbach is on the mound against Paul Blackburn.
If I told you the over under is 3.5 wins for the next 7 games. 3.5 wins.
Oh, that's
$100 bet. You going over or under?
The realist in me is going under, but the Homer Braves fan is going over.
It's $100. You're a cheap guy.
Then so. I'm going under.
Yes. All right, let's take some calls. Don't make Allie feel like she needs to be in that room with you. Remember when you're asking her this, she doesn't really want to be in there. She'll do it as a team player. You know what I mean?
Yeah, look, I'm going to tell you something.
Sandra will explain this to you. She doesn't need to be looking at all 22. Nobody is turning to your show, so Allie breaks down the all 22. They want her to bust your chops, be fun, which is what she is, talk Braves, but please.
Well, I mean, I never force anybody else to watch it. It's just a kind of a Mike and I thing. So if she wants to join it, she's welcome.
Right.
I want her to feel welcome.
I'm just trying to... I've been in these rooms before. Rodney in Stockbridge. Hey, Rodney, give me a person that talks football you always listen to.
That'll be John Madden, my friend.
Well, anybody right now that's been living for a while? The best thing you can do on your grill.
I won first prize this Saturday at the City of Marlboro Barbecue Competition, so it's got to be Reels, baby.
How long are they sitting for the marinade, everything else? Give us a quick 10 seconds on that.
No, you got to bring it in raw, no seasoning, and they give you 6 hours to do everything, marinate, grill, cook, and turn in.
Are you okay trading Trae Young?
I'm definitely okay. I think it's about time. We don't have no championships with him. It's time to make a decision to move on.
404-726-0929. Let's get a couple of calls. John and Cumming. A person talking football you always listen to.
I'm a John Fricke guy.
People love listening to John Fricke over the weekend and fill in. The best thing you can do on your grill.
I'm half Cuban, so I do a pig and a cajachina.
Oh, that's cool. You ever seen one of those? It's like a box.
Oh, yeah.
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 Like box.
I have a buddy that always roasts a pig for big parties.
That's awesome.
And I love taking pictures of that head there with the apple in it or whatever. Are you okay trading Trae Young?
I've been okay with it for the past 4 years. Let's do something new.
Let's do something new. Got to get out of playing purgatory.
Our family started doing a whole hog roast for Thanksgiving. That became a tradition for like 3 or 4 years. Incredible. It's a fun thing to do on a Thanksgiving day.
Who is the point person on that?
It would be my dad and my uncle.
Wow. I love and you got to baste it continually, right? To keep it moist.
Is it
spinning?
No, it would just
over
lay
a
on a
fire.
Grate, basically. Yeah, over coals. Yep.
Any more calls here, Cha-Cha? All right, who do we got? Who's in Atlanta? Hey, Jay, what's a person talking football that you always listen to?
Not just football, but I listen to talk about anything. Tony Dungy.
The best thing you can do on your grill?
The Big Green Egg. I'm going to go with the ribs. And then I got a six-burner Napoleon that I actually have a rotisserie, so I do my own rotisserie chickens.
Nice.
Are you okay trading Trae Young?
Yep, for draft picks, and then, you know, at least we'll get some entertainment to see how bad the draft picks end up being.
Well, that's a real optimist there.
Thank you, buddy. Hey,
wow.
Good stuff. Was that fast for you? Was that the fastest 2 hours in radio?
That was super fast, and I enjoyed it. I appreciate you allowing me to join.
I always love having you or Mikey or anybody else. Just don't drag me into some dark room looking at some silly film, and I'll be fine. I love being with you. Thank you, Bo. Congratulations on Tigers. Go Tigers. Go Tigers. LSU wins it. Smoking Joe, always a pleasure. Tomorrow, is it Abe Gordon tomorrow? Oy vey. What are we doing? We're going to have some fun. Bye.
Go Tigers.